Hello, I'm Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment.
I'm Mike Foster, the entrepreneur's mentor.
And you are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben and Mike, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk.
And our show introduces you to local trusted experts, whilst we also talk about topics that you, the listeners, tell us is impacting on local businesses and their owners.
For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show, but for more info and Business Brunch related content, please do head over to getradio.co.uk. I definitely recommend it.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben and Mike, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike. My name's Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment and indeed the Oxford Business Community Network.
And my name is Mike Foster, the entrepreneur's mentor. And for over 2 years now and for over 100 shows, we've been introducing you to local trusted experts whilst also discussing topical issues that you, the listeners, are telling us that's impacting on local businesses. And today's no different, because on today's show, we look forward to welcoming our two guests from Get Support IT Services. They're the sponsors of The Breakfast Show with Rich Smith here on Get Radio. And they are the founder, James Craddock, and Hamish Law, the commercial director. So Ben, my usual question for the week: why do businesses need IT support?
That's a great question, Mike. And I can think of lots of different reasons, but I'm sure that James and Hamish will do a much better job of telling us why we need IT support, but also what small businesses should be considering when looking at their IT. This is the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike. We'll be welcoming James and Hamish after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike on Get Radio. We're now going to introduce our two guests, James Craddock, the founder of Get Support IT Services, and Hamish Law, now commercial director of Get Support IT Services. Let's start with you, James. Tell the listeners who Get Support IT Services are and a little bit about the background.
Good morning, Ben. So Get Support IT Services is the IT support department for small businesses. We provide IT support and related services that have been tailored to help businesses achieve their goals, grow and thrive. So that's everything from day-to-day technical support to proactive support and maintenance, you know, where we do things in the background after identifying issues before maybe the customer or the client has noticed, keeping downtime to an absolute minimum and maximizing productivity. Cybersecurity is at the heart of everything we do. Everything that we do is about keeping computers, data, and to some extent, team members safe online. We're experts when it comes to Microsoft 365, and we have a direct partnership agreement with Microsoft, which gives us access to the people that make the software should anything go wrong, should we need some support. We rarely do, but it's nice to have that direct line, and that's fairly unique in the marketplace. And we offer everything else that goes around that, you know, internet access, cloud services, backup. So a bit about the company: we've got a team of 31 across three offices with our head office based here in Oxfordshire. Why is that important? Because it means that we've got the resource to deal with anything that's thrown at us quickly and smoothly, taking all of the hassle out of looking after the IT for our clients and just delivering excellent customer service.
Amazing. No, thank you. Great introduction. One of the things you didn't mention, which I'm sure Hamish will do, is it's been exciting times for Get Support IT Services with the signing, to use a football pun, of Hamish Law joining as commercial director. Welcome, Hamish. Tell the listeners all about you and what your role looks like.
Thanks, Ben. My journey to this point has mainly been in the form of commercial radio. I've been in commercial radio up until February of this year, for nigh on 19 years, a bit of time in the Northwest. And then in 2006, I made the move down here into Oxfordshire and ultimately joined a commercial radio business that set up the Jack FM business, radio brand in Oxfordshire. And for the last 16 and a half, nearly 17 years, grew within that business, leading the commercial team across the last few years there, predominantly working, as I said, within the local area, within SMEs, growing relationships, talking to them about their marketing, about their businesses. And then, as they say, the kind of move back into the football term, the kind of opportunity came for a move, for a bit of a transfer. And for me, my attraction and kind of like the kind of common ground that I have with James and his business at Get Support is one of supporting local businesses. We are there to, learn about local businesses, work with business people, and understand where we can fit in. And that's really been something I've worked on for the last, as I said, 16 and a half, 17 years at Jack. So kind of the culture and the kind of space that we're working in is one of a similar space. Obviously the industry is slightly different, but that is something I'm familiarizing myself with at a great rate of knots with James's wonderful support, and something that's really going to put us in a good place as we go forward. So yeah, that's kind of been the best way to summarize the last 19 years, as it were.
No, absolutely. Brilliantly put. And certainly from having worked with you in the past, I'm really excited about the partnership. And it's certainly a great way for you together to support small businesses all across Oxfordshire. Hamish, I promised Mike that I wouldn't ask any difficult, horrible questions this morning. So I'm going to ask the most difficult one so far, which is, you've chosen a song for our listeners. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
I have chosen an absolute belter. I did a bit of research earlier on. 1985 was the year. The band is Simple Minds and the track is Alive and Kicking, an absolute belter. And the 80s is such a great decade of music. So yeah, let's go with this one.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
This is the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike on Get Radio. Before that song, chosen by Hamish, we were introducing our two guests today from Get Support IT Services. Now, our show aims to share their knowledge, experience and expertise throughout the show, because we're going to be discussing topical issues that are impacting local businesses in our usual roundtable format. And today, as I say, we're talking IT and looking forward to hearing the journey of Get Support IT Services. And for this part of the show, we do look forward to welcoming back both James Craddock and Hamish Law to share that conversation with us. And to kick off that discussion, James, can I ask you that question I positioned with Ben right at the start of the show? Why do businesses need IT support?
Most business owners don't know a huge amount about IT. They may not care about IT. They've got their business to run and whatever it is that their business does. When you start off, you need to keep costs down to a minimum, and often someone does the IT, maybe the business owner, maybe a relative, and that's all very well, and it gets you over the first few sort of months. But let's take the business owner doing their own IT. As you grow a business and you start delivering more and more to your own customers, the last thing you want to be doing is worrying about supporting your own IT. It takes away from your concentration. It takes away from you working on your business. And realistically, as you grow, and especially now with cybersecurity and everything else going on, you do need to be a bit of an expert. You need to understand what you're doing and make sure that everything is done correctly and to best practice. So what we do at Get Support is we talk to business owners or the relevant people at our clients in plain English on a human level and find out what they're doing in their business and how we can support them using IT as our tools. That allows us to deliver IT that really helps them achieve their goals and allows their business to run smoothly. Rock solid IT is so important for nearly every single business now, and that's what we deliver.
It's a really interesting point, James, because one of the things I see across a lot of businesses is that we all are good at what we do. So you go into business because you really love finance, but you don't necessarily plan to do the sales. Or you go into IT because you really love IT, but don't necessarily plan to do the marketing. So certainly something that's really, really consistent. Hamish, you've certainly become the face of Oxfordshire somewhat over recent years within the small business community. And I'm going to ask you quite a broad question, really, in terms of what are you seeing on the ground in Oxfordshire at the moment? What is the feeling within small businesses?
What are we seeing with SMEs within Oxfordshire? I think SMEs within Oxfordshire need, from an IT perspective, just a real, I guess, a trusted source of expert advice. They need this partner that can give them peace of mind. They need this partner that will be there at times of need, at times of real urgency, but they also need that partner who you know is just in the background, looking after your interests, making sure that your uptime is there, and that you have this kind of responsible, trusted IT support business to really look after the interests of your business. And that's what GetSupport does. I've spent a week of learning, of watching, of being the proverbial sponge, just kind of taking it all in. And one of the great takeaways that I've seen is that these guys know what they're doing. There's no doubt about that. I have learned a lot in a very short period of time, and that's from a really good trusted source of information. These guys know what they're doing. They've got a very good team of support technicians. They've got a very good team of implementers, as it were, getting IT projects over the line. And they've got a wonderful, wonderful culture. And they are there to look after SMEs within Oxfordshire and the Thames Valley and wider from that. So if there's one thing I can vouch for at the moment, these guys are real experts in their field.
Fantastic. Well, this is probably a question to both of you, really, in terms of the role of a commercial director. And I'll let you take who or what, because I think you're obviously growing quickly, continue to grow as a grown-up business. And, you know, you've obviously appointed now Hamish as the commercial director. But what does that actually mean? Because it's obviously a bit more than just sales, etc. So what does that mean? And James, why did you feel you needed a commercial director? I suppose that's good to share for the listeners. And Hamish, what did you bring to the discussion that you thought, actually, this is actually a bit more that you need?
That's a very good question, Mike. We're in the process. I mean, we've been in a state of growth, scaling for the last few years, but we're doing everything sustainably and securely. So we have a very good management team that has been putting in all the systems and processes into GetSupport so that we can scale while continuing to deliver an excellent service to all of our customers and maintaining that sort of local IT company feel and the personal relationships that our team builds up with our other team members from our clients. What I needed is some expertise in continuing to build the business development team and also in marketing as well. I've had that hat on now for quite some years, and I needed some help, and I couldn't think of anyone better, certainly in the Oxfordshire market, to help me do that.
Yeah, and Hamish, what did you add to that sort of discussion where you thought, actually, from my experiences running the commercials in your previous roles, you know, in terms of what you'd bring to the table to add to what James was looking for?
For me, Mike, it was a real combination. I love growing teams. I love working with people. James and James's business partner, Rohan, have been very, very clear that, you know, over the course of, we use the term scaling up, you know, there's an opportunity here to grow a team. There's already the core of what I believe is an incredibly strong team there. And over the course of the right time, at the right pace, we're going to be able to look at growing that from a headcount perspective. What I really like is being able to work with a team, put further process in place. I'm pretty detail orientated and actually mentoring and watching these individuals grow within a certain marketplace or a certain business is something I really, really enjoy doing and have done a lot over the last few years. It goes without saying, you know, business development is key, and that's something that we're going to be doing a lot of and really paying a lot of detail to. Marketing and growing and you know, really developing a brand is something I have a great passion in. And James and I were already throwing numerous ideas around over the last week and bouncing off each other very effectively. And I think the opportunity that we see here is that over the course of the coming weeks and months, we're gonna have a lot of fun playing with that and really making our marketing work hard for the business and enabling it to scale further.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, both, for your thoughts so far. We'll continue the conversation after this.
Interviewing Oxfordshire's business leaders. This is the Business Brunch, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike on Get Radio. And today we're joined by James Craddock and Hamish Law of Get Support IT Services, who are the kind sponsors of The Breakfast Show with Rich every weekday morning. So James, I'm just going to bring the conversation on quite a lot onto a slightly different topic, which is something that I know that you know a lot about, is Some of the quick wins, some of the small things that businesses should be considering with their IT. So I know that we've spoken off air quite a few times about Outlook email addresses for professional businesses, and should you use Zoom or Teams? What are some of the quick wins that the business owner listening at home or in their office should be considering?
So first of all, I think you need to understand, have a really good understanding of how to stay safe online. We call it cybersecurity awareness training. One of the biggest risk factors for any business are the people sitting in front of the computers. And there are very easy ways to learn about some of the things you need to watch out for and to make sure you've got a strategy in place to keep your business secure. So that's the right software and good practices like unique complex passwords, potentially a password manager, and technology like multi-factor or two-factor authentication so that you can protect your data. And I think that everybody from director level all the way down to team members, I think that in the onboarding process for every business, there should be some basic cybersecurity awareness training, which is nothing to be scared of. In plain English, really easy to understand, but just good practices for people to get their heads around. And then it's about getting the right software and services in place. You mentioned Outlook and Microsoft, and we love Microsoft 365. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a really good place to start for a small business to get a whole host of services that can help them from their email, which includes advanced features like out-of-office reply and the ability to share mail and calendars with other people in your team, through to SharePoint, somewhere that allows you to store your files and share them with your team nice and securely. And you mentioned the Teams and Zooms and Zoom debate. Microsoft Teams is Microsoft's collaborative workplace for teams to work both together in the office, but also remotely and potentially across multiple businesses as well. And it includes many of the features that Teams has, such as video calling and even the ability to interface with a public telephone network. So a really good communications tool. And Microsoft 365 is actually quite cost effective, and it's at a price point that should be affordable for businesses of all sizes.
Brilliant. Well, that brings me nicely on to a question I did want to ask, because your business has been fantastic about introducing me to the apps that are available with my Office or Microsoft, 365 license now. And your colleagues have introduced me to SharePoint, Planner, Bookings, Forms, Power Automate. And they're all things that have helped my business be much more efficient. And I guess as business owners, we're all looking to be as efficient. You know, that's the new way of doing business, isn't it? Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. So Hamish, tell us a little bit more again in terms of, you know, what you're seeing businesses use of these apps, and are they really aware of the apps that are available out there that can help their business?
Yeah, I think your last point there, Mike, is something very valid. Our business is really aware of the kind of deep functionality that these apps have. I mean, I spent an hour almost this week at Get Support finding out more about Teams. I thought I knew about Teams. I've used Teams for the last couple of years. It turns out I probably have been using a fraction of what Teams can do for you and your business. We talk about just a small thing this week. I'll give you an example. We've got this. We're working on a shared presentation within the business development team at Get Support. We were Rohan was guiding us through Teams, how we could use it better within the team. You know, you can even put comments on a certain slide at a member of the team to get them to come back to you regarding a question you may have about that specific wording or that image or whatever it may be. The question is, are people truly aware of the kind of the deep functionality that Let's Use Teams as an example has? And maybe not, but that's a part of an education process, part of the kind of back to the culture of having this IT partner within your business or as a part of your business who can really advise you on the depth of these apps, these products available to you, and how they can better position you in terms of carrying out your business and helping you become more efficient. So I think the point really is there. How aware are people about the depth that these apps have? It's there to help their businesses, and certainly the guys that Get Support are well armed to help people learn more about what they can do.
I guess, James, pulling in your point just a moment ago, it's like, you know, we want to work at pace. We want to be as efficient as possible, but we've got to balance that with the security of our business. And, you know, I guess that's where you come in as a service to get that balance right for your customers.
Absolutely. Security is really important, but there are many ways that you can secure a business while making sure the IT delivers for that business. Cybersecurity isn't something to be scared of. It's something to be aware of and something that you should have a plan for. I mean, you should really have an IT strategy in place, a sort of roadmap that potentially follows your business plan and makes sure that you have everything you need to deliver your business plan from an IT perspective. And that's one of the things that we do very well with clients is we build a strategy that lasts multiple years, along with a five-year budget as well, so that you know what your IT is going to cost.
Yeah, very, very advanced, very advanced. And something I just want to build a little bit more on with either of you, so maybe a question to the floor, is around this IT support in plain English, because I know that that's been a big, I guess, almost foundation point around what you do. And without stating the obvious, why IT support in plain English, and what are the benefits?
I guess it started off when I was 16, and I left my A levels because I got a part time job helping a business with their IT, and then that sort of snowballed, and I started helping more and more people. And back then, people were getting their first computers, and they were a bit scary. They didn't quite understand why they needed their computers or how to set them up and how to go about it. But it's always been about talking to people, trying to find out about their business and what they need to do to achieve their goals, and then working out IT solutions that can be there in the background to help them get there, to help add efficiency and productivity into their lives, to be used as a tool to achieve those goals. And IT in general has really a really bad rep of people talking in technical jargon and other bits and pieces, which your typical business owner may not understand or enjoy. I personally really enjoy IT. I love the new technology, and I can get as technical as you like, but I can also take something that's really complex and explain it to a board of directors or anyone within the business and get them to understand the IT from their perspective and what it's going to do for them and their business. I think it is really important that as business owners, we do take an interest in IT. We do have an IT strategy, and we do at board level take an interest in what goes into that strategy. But we can make it easy to engage with in plain English, in language that supports your business plan, rather than looking at IT for the sake of IT. And I think that's why IT in plain English is so important, Ben.
Brilliant. I got a question that I think the listeners would be interested in, just to learn from your experience. Now, I'm not going to ask you to share all your secrets, because that's the secrets of your own growth, if you like. But I think a challenge, what I see for most businesses, is their sales. And you've got a product or a service that any business, any individual will consider that they already have, or they feel they don't need, or they might even be tied into long-term agreements. So for many, that's a mental blockage. How do we even approach those people? Because they're not going to come to us because they're already tied into a contract, or they've probably got it already. So have you got any tips for our listeners without sharing your secrets, about how to approach that?
So we're talking about business growth in general. It's about building long-term relationships and adding value. Sometimes we have a potential client come along, and by the end of an initial meeting, we've taken them on and we're supporting them. But that's very few and far between. You're often building relationships for months, potentially years, before a client comes over, just being helpful and being there to answer questions and to add value. And I think that maybe Hamish would be good to come in now and tell us your thoughts on this.
I agree. I mean, everything I've done has been from a commercial standing over the last, let's say, certainly in Oxfordshire, 16 years or so, has been on the basis of solid relationship building and trust. You know, IT is there's a lot of trust involved with IT, and a partner that you have needs to be one that is completely trusted for your business. So James's point of kind of timeline, just just because you may have an incumbent IT partner at the moment doing a perfectly good job, you know, that doesn't mean relationships can't be grown, developed, and over the course of the future, when the time is right, there may be a conversation to be had about talking to us. IT forms such an important part of any business, so you know, trust is such a big part of that. So we'll do this in a very ethical way, in a very calm way, and build relationships as we go along. And if you give first, give some help, advice, then over the course of time, that may come around, and there may be some partnerships to be developed from there.
Amazing, great, really great point there, Hamish. We are about to go to a break, but before that break, James, it's your opportunity to pick a song for our listeners. What's your song choice, and why have you picked it?
I'd like to play Place Your Hands by Reef. It's a great song from back in the 90s, and it's one I often play when DJing out at parties.
This is the Business Brunch Podcast from Get Radio, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best. Get
Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike on Get Radio. And before that song, we were really talking about the community side, and in terms of those long-term relationships as opposed to just a sale. And James, and indeed Hamish, I just want to kind of bring the conversation on slightly in terms of that whole community piece, because I know that both of you have been involved in a lot of community projects and charity projects over many, many years in Oxfordshire. So it'd just be quite interesting for maybe start with yourself, Hamish, if you could just share with the listeners really kind of the benefits to you personally, but also for the brands that you've represented.
Thanks, Ben. You're quite right. I've been very fortunate to have had a number of opportunities over the last few years to work with charities across the county, numerous charities, all of which are very worthy of anyone's support, to be very honest. And those opportunities have come in the form of, I remember doing a firewalk many, many years ago outside the Malmaison, thinking I was going to burn every part of my feet, but it turned out to be a very rewarding, pain-free charity fundraiser. All the way up to, supporting charities quite honestly got me into running, and I sit here almost 5 years later, being an avid runner, but that really stemmed from having the opportunity to support local charities. A mutual friend of ours came to me many years ago and said, "Look, do you fancy running the Oxford Half?" I could barely run around the village at the moment, at the time, and I was like, "Okay, why? Who for? What's the reason?" And it was to support Seesaw. I think we can all agree is quite an incredible charity, and one very, very worthy of as much support as we can give them. And that gave me the opportunity to learn a lot more about them. It gave me the impetus to put my trainers on and get running and start seeing if I could run further than just around the village. And turns out, over a bit of time and a bit of training, I could. And it went from there. The opportunities we've had to support charity have been numerous. In fact, three of the four of us on this call were in France not so long ago, supporting another charity, a great charity within Oxfordshire, for special effect. And it just goes to show that the business community can really pull together and form a very powerful level of support for local charities in the county. That's just a very small example of many opportunities I've had, and I'm sure James can vouch for the fact that, you know, those charity opportunities are great for us all to take part in.
Yeah, I know by working with James, he's a generous giver to certainly some of the things that me and Ben have done in the past, and that's in financial and in time resources as well. James, I want to bring one thing over to yourself. You've mentioned it a couple of times, and I think sometimes businesses go a bit hazy when you talk about IT strategies. So what forms an IT strategy? What considerations should I be adding into my mix?
The one that everyone can relate to is what's it going to cost? It amazes me that I often come across clients that have had unexpected large bills from their current IT provider. You know, the sort of thing where a piece of software has reached end of life and they've been given 2 weeks, 2 months notice that they're going to have to replace their server or a big ticket item like that. All of that sort of information is predictable. You can predict that years off. So if you have a five-year budget as part of your IT strategy, you know that in 5 years' time, that particular piece of software is going to go end of life. So you're going to need to budget to replace it either with something similar or a new solution. But also things as simple as laptops and computers. You can look at the spec. And when we take a client on, we look at all of their computers and we create a very simple spreadsheet, which is color-coded based on the speed of each computer and the age. And we can estimate when it should be replaced. And one of the things that I'm a real firm believer of is if you have a team member sitting in front of a computer and they're waiting for that computer, it's just money down the drain. IT is so much cheaper than people's time, especially when you're paying by the hour. So it's always best to have IT that is fast and efficient. And an IT strategy will help you get that. And it will help you understand what you need based on your business plan and where you're going and what IT resources you need to get there.
Really good insight. So James, let's talk really small. Let's talk your really small business owner, or maybe somebody who's listening now who is thinking about setting up a business and has done nothing so far. What would be the typical, and I really hate that word, so I'm such a hypocrite, but what would be the typical cost, or maybe a question for you, Hamish, associated with starting up the IT of a business?
So you're probably going to need a laptop. Or a desktop, some sort of computer. And my advice is that you seek some advice on that and you get the right machine. I come across people who have gone and bought the cheapest computer they can get from an online retailer or one of the big high street stores. And they're missing some really important key features for business. And one of the ones that keeps coming up is if you're buying a machine with Windows on it, you're going to need Windows Professional so that you can do things like have an encrypted computer, which helps a lot with compliance. So it's good to get a bit of advice right at the beginning. And, you know, if someone would like to speak to me or one of my team, we're very much here to help. And we're not going to charge for an initial sort of 40 minutes hour call to have a quick chat through the basics. And when you first go into business, and then what we'd like to do is be able to support you through that journey. So where a lot of our competitors, when they get to the sort of size we are, they go out chasing the bigger and bigger companies. We have a bit of a niche here. We are the small business champions. We're here for all of the small businesses in Oxfordshire. So that's everything from one person starting out working from home, all the way through to 200, 300, 400 people across multiple offices. But we don't tend to go much bigger than that. And I'll go back to the one person starting out working from home. Generally in the industry, with a slightly larger IT company, they start putting limits on the sort of size of the companies they'll deal with. They say they won't deal with businesses with less than 5 or 10 computers. We've all got to start somewhere. And I'm passionate about IT and how that businesses need the right IT. They need rock solid IT in order to thrive. And you're going to need that from day one. So we have solutions to help you start in business, get the right IT in place, and then we can help you grow to become that 5-10 years of business that all the IT companies would like on their books. But we absolutely 100% will support you from day one.
Yeah, I personally absolutely loved it when I first came across to get support because, yeah, I'm a one-person business and your team invested time in me to understand, you know, how I was doing my backups, you know, what my security looked like, which was at the time a free one that I downloaded off the internet, et cetera, how inefficient my PC was because it was only 4 RAM, et cetera. So I had the right spec of PC. It was all put on SharePoint, back it up overnight. I loved every single moment of it. And one of the things I really love about your service is one of my clients has just come across to you is that you offer laptop builds. So basically you say, okay, there's the laptop build. You want X, Y, and Z software on it. And then the business owner hasn't really got to think about that. It's not just about buying the laptop. But Hamish, the big question, and I know you support both of these. So the big question in the industry right now, Microsoft or Apple? What are you seeing in the market and what are your customers currently saying?
For me and what we're seeing, it's Microsoft. For me, I think, you know, you just look at the depth of knowledge that GetSupport have about the product. Yes, they support Apple as well. You're quite right. For me, Microsoft is just so agile in terms of what it can offer businesses of all sizes, from the individual one person business all the way through to the many, many seat or machine operations. Microsoft has all of the answers, and something I'm learning a lot more about as we go along. But certainly my early feel is that for me, you look at the expertise that James, Rohan and the team have at GetSupport, and the time they put into learning more and more about Microsoft is only to add value more to their clients and expertise. And it's there to be seen for me. So my opinion, Microsoft. James, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think the thing is, Hamish, that you've got to get the right machine to get the best productivity out of the team member that's using it. Lots of people prefer Windows or Mac. I personally think that Windows has more productivity features for the business world, but some of the new hardware from Apple is absolutely fantastic. It lasts for forever in terms of battery life, and it's super fast. So it's about finding the right machine for the job, and we can absolutely help advise on that, taking into account the business, but also the person that's going to end up using the device.
Thank you so much for that, James, and indeed, Hamish, for joining us today. But unfortunately, that is the end of the show. So thank you so much for your time and contribution to our discussion.
You've been listening to the Business Brunch with Ben and Mike here on Get Radio. We're back next Sunday with brand new guests. And we're again be discussing something that's topical in the business world locally here in Oxfordshire. And in case you've missed it, the show is now available in podcast format. So you can catch us here on Get Radio at 11 o'clock every Sunday, and then in podcast format via all your favourite podcast platforms each Monday. And then don't forget to look out for the video format posted on the Get Radio Facebook page or the Business Brunch webpage on the Get Radio website every Tuesday. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.